Welcome to the Leaderboard Lowdown,
the latest in gaming news and updates.
Are you ready for today's gaming news? Helldivers 2, the hit PlayStation and PC exclusive, may soon come to Xbox. Sony is rumored to be in preliminary talks with Microsoft to port the legendary title to Xbox Series X and S consoles later this year. This collaboration has been wanted since the game's release back in February, and with talks of this dream coming true, fans are super excited. However, just because Sony and Microsoft were talking about the possibility of it happening doesn't guarantee that Helldivers 2 will be ported onto Xbox consoles. If the crossover does happen, however, it'll be one of the biggest exclusives to ever hit Xbox in recent history, weakening the exclusivity of games by an even greater margin, with Xbox already planning on releasing Sea of Thieves and Hi-Fi Rush to PlayStation consoles later this year. 7 Days to Die is finally coming out of Early Access, with the 1.0 version of the game finally releasing on PC and consoles. However, the release on consoles has become quite controversial, as owners of the Early Access version now have to pay to access the 1.0 version of the game again after years of waiting and owning the Early Access version. Fortunately, Sony and Steam has discounted the game to 76% off to help the original owners of 7 Days to Die play the newest version of the game. The full version of the game is also on Xbox Game Pass for people to play. Hopefully, Iron Galaxy, the developers of 7 Days to Die, decide to give Early Access players access to the full release in the future, but for now, companies are making sure that fans of the game can play it for as little cost as possible. Overwatch 2 has announced that they will be restricting the use of unauthorized controlling devices on consoles such as mouse and keyboard. Such devices that will be banned are the Cronus Zen, Zim devices, and any other device that allows for scripts to be used on controllers as a way to gain an unfair advantage. Mouse and keyboard players were able to play on console through devices such as the Cronus Zen, making the keyboard inputs emulate as controller inputs. Therefore, this unorthodox way of playing the game on consoles with a mouse and keyboard will be banned in the future. Another quite controversial change is Overwatch's decision to be banning all profanity when it comes to text chat in the game. Profanity has always been allowed in Overwatch text chat, with the option to filter profanity out of the text chat being a key feature in Overwatch's text chat settings. However, recent reports of players getting banned for even typing the simplest of words and getting banned for no apparent reason without any context is a very alarming situation for the game to be in. A college player's career was ruined because of this change, because he accidentally typed one word into the chat and got him banned for 30 days, making it to where he couldn't play in any tournaments, therefore ending his career. Hopefully Overwatch decides this change is for the worse.